We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim has a long footnote over here. He says, "Agav riti laskir po inyan nachutz." By the way, I thought to mention over here something very important. Yesh anashim sherotzim nasot yad v'shem lezecho olam anishmat avotehim. There are people who want to make a commemoration, a memorial for the souls of their fathers. V'osim le matzeva shel even shai shikara umfutachat bepituchei chotam. And so they make this memorial, this huge stone of marble, something very expensive that has all kinds of fancy engravings, botiot muzavot, with gold letters, v'chadome tziurim u'pochim arbe, and all kinds of ornaments with different engravings and flowers, and they invest in that to make a memorial for their parents. V'yesh ha'mosifin hazeh n'tiot yafot v'chadome mitanugei bnei adam, and some people add to that, they plant all kinds of nice trees, they make a nice garden around it, and people spend a lot of money on this. And they think that in so doing, they are giving tranquility to the soul of he who passed. And how erroneous is this thought that people think. Because in truth, the soul of he who passed, after he separates from this world, there in the world of truth, he recognizes the essence of the Torah and the mitzvot, that's what's desired in the world. He sees, this is the asset that carries throughout the different worlds up above. And he sees that the Torah is the light that gives a person pleasure in the light of life, the eternal light to come. And in that world, the lightest mitzvah he did in this world is more precious than fine gold. And he regrets bitterly over the time he wasted in this world after worldly pleasures and honor that is only perceived. That in the world to come, he has to give an accounting over his investment in those things instead of Torah and mitzvot. And so what pleasure can he have when he sees his children in whom he invested all his strengths? And he thought, while he was alive, he thought his descendants, they will be able to save him from Judgment Day in their good deeds, and then they end up doing foolishness like this, just investing in a piece of marble in his honor. What does he get out of that? And it would be better that they not invest so much in a tombstone in expensive marble, but rather take something cheaper with simple letters, without gold, without all the engravings, but some stone you do need to have that does help the soul. And we'll continue here where he discusses what we could do to help the soul, how the soul can benefit, what we can do to benefit the soul of he who passed. Not to invest in expensive marble, but that's where we'll pick up Mizrachim next time.